joined now with head coach Lauren Astrier. And coach, congratulations on the victory. It was a good start for you guys, and then Goodland got the momentum for that first half, most of that first half. Second half, you got going, and 33 second half points.
Yeah, it was big second half. We got down, our shots finally started falling. We got it into Janessa where we needed to, and finally pulled out a win.
Yeah, she scored the first 10 points for you guys in that fourth quarter. She ended up with tying a career high tonight with 25, but first half was just slow, just kind of slow going. Goodland was just on a tear there, and they had some big bench play tonight, which really kept them in the ball game and kept them in the lead in the first half.
Yeah, they were coming at us. Our girls kept composure, and hats off to them. We were only down by 5 at halftime. We just kept our composure, did what we needed to do. And they're on defense, made a few adjustments in the second quarter, going to a 2-3 matchup zone, and I think that helped us out in that second.
And, it was great as you guys got their key players, in foul trouble in that first half. They had 3 fouls. But then as the game went on, you kept attacking in that fourth quarter especially. They got into some foul trouble. They had some of their key players with 4 fouls, but That was big in the ball game.
Yeah, it was. In the first half, they were keying in on Jan and kind of double-teaming her. And, Aubrey had a baseline shot she could have shot, but, we were forcing it into Jan. And I told them, once you make that shot or shoot a shot from the outside, that'll pull the defense out. And that's what we did. We had a couple outside shots. Shania had a shot from the outside, and that pulled the defense out, opened up Janessa going one-on-one, and got their big girls in foul trouble.
And definitely did, and she finished with 7, who's their leading scorer right now with 8 points a game. She kept her at her average, but it was great to see Bailey Nickel be part of the offense once again. She'd been struggling last few games, but tonight was really one of her more active nights in quite a while.
Yeah, it was. We talked to her about being more involved on offense, even defensive-wise. She's starting to read those passes a lot better, and she creates a lot for herself. She's really stepped it up, and we need her to continue that. And, Kelly and Shania did good tonight. Shania didn't have her points that she usually did. She usually drives to the basket. They were stopping her a lot tonight. So we were trying to get her to look more for her shots. And, she still is a team leader on the floor. And, our girls overall are doing very well. We have a lot of girls stepping up.
How many ice packs does Shania need about after every game? She gets knocked around a lot.
Yeah, she does. She's always hustling, trying to create something. It always happens to be she's on the floor.
Well, you get that win, a winnable game that you got the win at. You get a second league win as well, and get win number 3 and number 5, or number 4 could be on the horizon Friday night. You host TMP Marion here, part of homecoming, and the Monarchs have been struggling a little bit this year.
Yeah, I look forward to Friday, and hopefully we can get a winning streak actually going this season and get that win and going into Saturday at Great Bend.
Well, Coach, congratulations. The effort was there tonight once again for your team. And I told you out of it before we went on the air here, that game for you was just kind of like how your season's been. It started out pretty rough, but it got better as the game went. Congratulations on the victory, Coach.
Thank you.